This is what's up when it comes to diversity in most arts organizations in America.
Right now, the arts are an extremely white place to be.
That's Clayton Lord with Americans for the Arts. He says that includes people on stage. Black and Latino musicians make up roughly 5% of orchestras, according to the League of American Orchestras. And even arts audiences and the people who work for arts organizations are mostly white.
And the reality is that that's not what America looks like now, and it's not what America is going to look like in the next 10 or 20 years.
He says the research shows minority audiences tend to seek out art that reflects their lives. So Lord says if you can tell more stories on your stage where more people can see themselves in that work,
then you're going to broaden the constituency of people who are interested in that work and ideally receive more income because of that.
And that's something they're trying to do over at JET, the Jewish Ensemble Theater in West Bloomfield.
Please let me feed you. I'm a Jewish housewife. It's practically my job. Do you know what bagels are?
I know what bagels are.
Good. Come upstairs and have some.
JET likes to collaborate with other theater companies. And JET just put on a play called 1300 Lafayette East with actors and the director from Plowshares Theater Company, an African-American company based in Detroit. The play is about a friendship between two women in Detroit during the 1967 riots. David Magidson is JET's artistic director. He says theater companies have their own small audiences, which are people that are a lot like them. So the question is, how do you branch out? And he says that's where diversity comes in.
Diversity is more than just black people and white people. There's rural people and city people and, I guess, tall people and short people. There are plenty of different kinds of people.
And a range of people saw the play 1300 Lafayette East. It ran in West Bloomfield, and in March, it was at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. Another institute with diversity on its radar is the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, where 13 musicians are Asian and 2 are African American. The orchestra has 1 additional member through its fellowship program for young African American musicians. And diversity is something the DSO is working on. The orchestra hosts special series that explore diversity, and the DSO highlights works by minority composers. Gabriella Frank is the DSO's composer in residence. She's from California, and she's kind of a poster child for diversity.
I was born to a nice Jewish boy from the Bronx who married a Peruvian woman from the coast because he was a Peace Corps volunteer. And I'm a woman, and I have a hearing loss, so technically I'm disabled as well.
She says the music she makes becomes richer when she can tap all different kinds of influences. Earlier this year, she spoke at a conference about diversity in the arts in Detroit. And she showed the audience how she writes classical music on the piano that's inspired by South American folk music played on a Spanish guitar.
With this instrument, I can take you to any country if I have the skill to do so.
Frank says, as an artist, she considers diversity to be a portal and an invitation, not a wall or a barrier. And Frank says if the ballet and theater companies and orchestras decide not to embrace diversity, then their future is bleak.
I think the art will die. If art is not rejuvenated, we're losing our audiences. Classical music has been talking about this for a long time, and we're not tapping a brilliant audience that's out there, which is beyond the normal demographic.
And that is a really bad marketing strategy. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.